Good morning.
All right. So, our scripture today says we rejoice in our sufferings, in the things that are hard, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, that drive that makes us want to keep going. And perseverance produces character, the stuff that makes us who we are inside of us. And character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. And so, those are some pretty big words. So I thought we might talk about thinking about that with necklaces. Does anyone like to wear necklaces? MR, you have a necklace on? Yeah. So a lot of our ladies have necklaces on. Do any of our guys wear necklaces? Sometimes? That's right. Yeah. So I can think of a time when we all like to wear necklaces. What time of year might we want to wear Mardi Gras? That's right. We all say, throw me something, mister. And I used to love Mardi Gras, and I still do. And my favorite Mardi Gras bead is this one because it has an LSU tiger on it, and I love the tigers. This one's missing an ear, but I still love them just as much. And I used to call my Mardi Gras bead necklaces my pearls when I was younger. You know, some of them are white, but I didn't care. I'd say they were my pearls. Yeah, exactly. And so, not all pearls are white, that's true. And so today I also wore a little necklace that has some little pearls on it. So you can hardly see them because they're so tiny. And do we know where pearls come from? Oysters, that's right. Does everyone know what an oyster is? Yeah, in Louisiana we do. How exciting is that? So oysters, they're raw. Maybe they look a little bit like a boogie, but they taste so much better. And so you can eat them fried or raw, and they're delicious. And so an oyster, that little soft thing, lives inside of a hard shell. Have y'all ever been to a restaurant and see that hard oyster shell? That's right. Yeah. And so God wanted to take care of oysters, and God gave oysters this hard shell to protect them. But every once in a while, a little bit of sand or dirt from around the oyster might get into the shell. And you know, that oyster is so soft that it can hurt the oyster. And so what happens is the oyster oozes out some liquid. It sounds kind of gross, but the liquid covers around the sand or the dirt, and it keeps covering it, until it's completely covered, and it doesn't hurt the oyster anymore. But you know what it makes? It makes a pearl. And so sometimes we're reminded that even though things hurt us, even if our friend has been mean to us at school, or we're in a fight with our brother or our sister, or maybe our mom or our dad is mad at us because we didn't listen to them, we want to remember that God is there during those times, and that God oozes out his love just like that oyster oozes out that liquid. And it reminds us that beautiful things can come from hard things, and that God is with us all the time. And so can y'all put your hands together for me? We're going to say a prayer together. Can you repeat after me? Dear Lord, when life hurts, ooze out your love to ease the pain and make it beautiful. Amen.